Hello, this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top business stories for today. Wipro Chairman Azim Premji is set to give serious competition to two of the world's richest and most active philanthropists, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, by increasing his commitment towards philanthropy. He has earmarked 34% of Wipro shares worth ₹52,750 crore held by certain entities controlled by him for philanthropic activities. This is in addition to his earlier donations. With this, the total value of the philanthropic endowment corpus contributed by Premji is ₹1.45 lakh crore. The market capitalization of HDFC Bank crossed rupees 6 trillion mark for the first time ever after shares of the private sector lender spiked to an all-time high yesterday. Driven by heavy volume, shares of HDFC Bank rose as much as 2.87% in intraday trade to hit 52-week high of ₹2,233, surpassing its previous high. The Central Bureau of Investigation has approached Facebook and Cambridge Analytica for further details after receiving their response over alleged data theft. The probe agency had sought answers from the two companies over charges of illegally harvesting Indian users' data from social media platforms. In yet another attempt to shield terrorists based in Pakistan, China has blocked India's bid to declare Jaish-e-Mohammed chief Masood Azhar a global terrorist for the fourth time. This has happened despite India's huge diplomatic pressure to ban the JEM chief, who is the mastermind behind the ghastly suicide bomb attack in Pulwama. After the February 14 Pulwama terrorist attack, the US, the UK and France had moved the United Nations to declare Masood a global terrorist on February 27. However, China has again chosen to side with its all-weather friend Pakistan, citing it wanted a solution of the conflict in J&K acceptable to all. The Civil Aviation Ministry has closed the Indian airspace for Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft. The decision was taken during an emergency meeting of Indian Airlines with the Civil Aviation Secretary yesterday. SpiceJet, which has 12 Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes in its fleet, cancelled 14 flights yesterday. Indian Air Defence Systems reportedly detected Pakistan Air Force jets near line of control in Jammu and Kashmir. Radars on Indian side picked up two fighter jets going supersonic over Pakistan-occupied Kashmir just 10 kilometers from the LOC in Poonch sector on Tuesday night. The three wings of Indian Defence Forces, Army, Air Force and Navy have been in a heightened state of preparedness over the past few weeks. And that's all we have for you today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Bye for now.